such things as should please you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The anthem,
Ave Maria. Let us pray. In our prayers, we firstly pray for all those who received their examination results last Thursday, for those who have got the results that they were anticipating. We pray for them as they move forward towards university to begin a new chapter in their own lives. For those who were disappointed, we ask God's blessing upon them and upon all those who are offering advice and assistance during these difficult days, that they may soon have an opportunity to move forward to achieve their best. We pray for those young people awaiting their GCSE examinations this Thursday. And as we pray for all of them, we pray too for their parents and families and for their teachers. And may they know that you, O Lord, are with each and every one of them this day and in the days to come. Father God, may your presence be felt as young people are receiving their examination results at this time. May they know their worth and value is not based on academic achievement, but on your great love for them. Help them to trust in your goodness, fix their eyes firmly on you, and guide their steps along the path before them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for those who will be baptized later today. And here in St. Columba's, we pray for Daisy Laycock, who will be baptized later this morning. We pray for her parents, Rachel and Steve, for her grandparents and godparents as they come here to St. Columba's, as we welcome a new member into the church here in this parish. O God, our Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth takes its name, be present to bless the families of the children soon to be baptized as members of your church, and in particular for us here in St. Columba's, for Daisy. Help the parents and godparents to see the meaning of your saving gospel, to make their promises sincerely and heartily, to pray for their children, and to teach them of holy things, so that they may all share in your gift of eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we prepare to welcome a new member into our church family very shortly, we pray for those members of our parish who have died during the past week. In particular, we pray for the family of Nora Huxley. We pray for her husband, Roy, and son, Gareth. And we pray for the family of Frances O'Donnell, for her daughter, Janet, and grandson, Richard. Be with each and every one at this time of great loss. Jesus, Lord of life and conqueror of death, who dried the tears of the widow at Nain, look with compassion on those who grieve for the loss of one dear to them. Make them to know that you are with them even in the darkest hours, and in your presence may they find courage, comfort, and peace for your love's sake. Amen. Turning to page 99 in our prayer books, we join together in saying the general thanksgiving, conscious in the many challenges all of us experience in daily life, we have indeed much to be thankful to God for. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine and worthy servants, to give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love, in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee in the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. Yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. As we reflect on Jeremiah, we give thanks that as God calls us to serve him, he gives us the strength for the task. As we prepare to leave church and go back to our homes and the community, we pray that during this coming week and beyond, that we may endeavour to serve God faithfully in both word and deed, to the very best of our ability, using the gifts that God has given uniquely to each of us. Help us, dear God, to welcome adventures in kindness. There are so many people who need a friendly hand, who would appreciate neighbourly aid, who are starved for sympathy and a smile, who would be glad for the good turn we might do. Keep us alert to see the needs of others. May we be responsive to every true appeal for help, and so live our lives with deep contentment, according to the pattern shown by our Master Jesus, who went about doing good. Amen. We pray for the crew on the emergency vehicle that made its way down the King's Road while we were gathered here in church. We pray for them as they arrive at their destination to offer support to the individual or the individuals concerned. We pray for the people that they are assisting, that you, O Lord, will be with each and every one. Help them to know your love, that they may seek strength from you and find peace and healing in your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. I do hope that you can all enjoy the lovely, fine, sunny day. What a contrast to yesterday, and embrace the opportunity for maybe getting some fresh air and perhaps family activities. Just a reminder, as we all heard the sirens going down the King's Road, when we are parking cars on Sunday, can I just encourage you to park well on the King's Road and only on the church side of the King's Road. This is to allow ambulances or fire engines. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, as we heard, they need to get down the King's Road at speed. And our support for them in their work, going to offer support to those in great need, is very much valued by the crews of those vehicles. So I do encourage you to be mindful and respectful when you are parking your cars on Sunday for service, and also for funerals when they happen here during the week. The Columban will be available on Friday, and for the magazine distributors to please collect your bundles and distribute them over the coming weekend, and to say to Billy McAlpine, the editor who's here this morning, to say thank you, Billy, for all you are doing. It's a busy time in your house with all of the work with the editing and the organising of the Columban, and to say thank you for all that you are doing. Our final hymn. To love and serve the Lord. Amen.